and you pick it. You know, here's a silk. Silk on it. You pick that silk out, and then you be ready to cut it off the cob.
Now, what do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Roasting ears.
Roasting ears.
Yeah.
You ever had a dish where you slice that corn off a cob and put it in a frying pan, put a little grease and flour in there?
Yeah.
And fry it? Well, is there any name for that?
No, just fried corn.
Just fried corn?
Yeah.
Let's see. Now, on the corn stalk, what do you call a thing that grows out of the top of the corn stalk?
Silk. Or tulsa. Yeah, that's what that is.
And sometimes around Halloween, that's another kind of yellow thing you might eat. It grows out in the garden big, make a jack-o'-lantern out of it. What do you call that?
A yellow.
Big thing like this. You might make some pie out of it or something. You know what I'm talking about? You give them at Halloween all the time, and the kids will cut out a face on there and put a candle in there and make a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, no, okay.
Your pumpkin?
Pumpkin, yeah, pumpkin. Kushaw, too.
Pumpkin
and a Kushaw, yeah.
what are some of the different kinds of... By the way, when do you usually plant pumpkins?
Well, the same time you plant watermelon.
And when are they usually ready to pull?
Oh, they'd be ready about 3 weeks after they come on. When that bloom come, and that bloom fall off, in 3 weeks time, he's ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you mentioned squash a little while ago. What are some of the different kinds of squash you have around?
Here's we got a round squash, and then it's got a flat squash. See now that, and they cut them up, that's a good eat. That's a good eat.
What are some of the kinds of melons that you grow around here that you like to eat?
Watermelon. Well, I like these stripers and the blue rind is the best. Now they got white rind. Now when they first come out, now they good, but they don't hold it.
What are the difference in size between a blue rind and a
white
rind?
Yeah,
which is bigger?
And then it's these round ones, they call them mountain sprout. And these are long ones, they got a name for them, and them white ones, they're all watermelon, but these got a different
name.
Different name.
Yeah. Now, you ever have another kind of a melon maybe that you might eat for breakfast or something? It's smaller and kind of brownish. And
yeah, that's
yellow
a,
meat.
That's a, yeah, I can't think of it.
It's a cantaloupe.
That's what it is. Cantaloupe.
Did you, let's see, you ever have any mushmelons around here?
Yeah.
How are they different from the cantaloupe?
No, they're the same thing.
Same thing as a cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. There's another kind of thing that grows out in the yard or after a rain out in the woods or something like that. It grows up like this. It's white and has a, you know what I'm talking about? Looks like this.
Yeah.
Grows. What do you call that thing?
Got a tulsa. Have a tulsa.
Yeah. It grows out in the grass. There's. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes some of them you can eat, and some of them you can't.
Yeah. Well, I can't think of that. But then I know what you're talking about. But I can't call the name of it.
You ever? It looks like an umbrella, and it may grow on stumps or fallen logs, something like that. You have a mushroom.
Mushroom.
And you ever heard them called toadstools?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between toadstool and mushroom?
No, I think they're about the same.
Doesn't matter where you can eat them or not, they both?
Both of them the same, yeah.
Okay. Now, say if you were eating but you had a sore throat and you couldn't hardly get your meat down, you say, I couldn't hardly...
Swallow.
Okay, let's see. A few more questions here.